In the movies, getting bailed out of jail looks easy. Just a quick call to a buddy who rushes down, fronts the money, and springs you. In real life, though, people often can't come up with the money, which means spending days or even weeks in jail before being convicted of any crime. All that time in jail can have serious consequences for people's lives and in the outcome of their cases. Alisa Roth reports on how the Public Defender's Office in the Bronx has found a way to help its clients.
It was bad enough when Brian got arrested for a crime he says he didn't commit.
I was coming home from work when I was arrested for auto stripping as I was walking down the block. So from there, the officers took me to central booking.
Then the judge set bail.
And do you remember how much it was?
Which was it $1,500 or $1,000? Yeah, which was $1,000.
It might as well have been $100,000 or $1 million. Brian is 41. He has 5 kids and was working 2 jobs. One is a security guard in a men's shelter. The other one is a personal trainer at a senior citizen center in Washington Heights. He didn't have the money, and he didn't have any way to get it. By the way, Brian's lawyer asked me not to say his last name because his case is supposed to go to trial in June and she's afraid of jeopardizing it.
Allison's bail bonds. American Liberty bail bonds.
I'm looking down the block where the Bronx courthouse is.
Even the newsstand advertised bail bonds. JCP bail bonds, fiance us 24/7. Call us now.
There are so many, you'd think it'd be easy to get bail. But most commercial agents won't pay bail if it's less than $1,000. And if they do, they charge a lot for it. Human Rights Watch did a study a few years ago. It looked at people who get arrested in New York City for non-felony crimes, like jumping the turnstile or getting in a fight, and are given bail of less than $1,000. The study found that almost 90% of them couldn't afford to pay and ended up in jail for more than 2 weeks. Because of that, people lose their jobs, apartments, even custody of their kids. And this is all before a judge or a jury has even decided if they're guilty or not.
Nobody's been convicted of anything when you're talking about pretrial justice, right?
Robin Steinberg is executive director of the Bronx Defenders, which provides legal services to people who can't afford a lawyer.
And it's one of those moments where you really understand the size of your bank account, the size of your wallet is going to determine the quality of the justice you're going to get.
She says it wasn't just their clients who were frustrated.
I have to say that I think any public defender office across the country would tell you that there have been those moments where their lawyers just sort of say, can I just post the $100? This is insane that this person is sitting in jail. Of course you can't.
So her office came up with a novel solution, a nonprofit bail fund for its clients. The Bronx Freedom Fund is the only one of its kind in the city and one of only 3 in the state.
So when bail has been set at the arraignment and the bail is under $2,000 and the client is charged with a misdemeanor.
Then the lawyer refers the case to the fund, where the person who runs it does essentially what a commercial bail bond agent does.
She will do the evaluation. She will talk to the client. She'll talk to the client's family. She'll assess what the community resources are.
And if it seems like a good bet, then she bails them out.
Hi, yeah. I am finishing paying a bail for
when a case is closed, the money comes back into the fund so it can be used again. And it doesn't cost the client anything. New York's chief judge, Jonathan Littman, has been pushing for big changes to the way bail works in the state. One of his concerns is that commercial bail bond agents won't post low bail because they can't earn money off of it. But the Bronx Fund isn't supposed to make money, so profitability doesn't play into its decisions.
I think programs like the Bronx program, in which these decisions are not being made on a profit-making basis, to me makes all the sense in the world.
Of course, the Bronx Defenders can't post for all its clients. Among other things, some clients aren't likely enough to show up for court, which means the fund wouldn't get its money back. But the fund is a game changer for those who do get bailed out. Brian, the man who was charged with auto stripping, was one of the first clients. He says coming to court from home, showered and in nice clothes, makes all the difference.
When you're coming out the side of that door in court from those cells, you're not looking good, you're not smelling good, so there's no way you can feel good.
It's a game changer legally, too. Brian's lawyer says that from what she's seen, being out on bail or not is the single biggest factor for clients who are deciding to go to trial or accept a plea bargain. Only around 65 people have been bailed out by the fund so far, so the sample size is tiny. But most clients have shown up for court, and of the cases that have finished, most have actually been dismissed. For WNYC, I'm Alisa Roth.